Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Daled, daf 14. We're going to start on the top of Yud Daled, Amud Aleph, 14a. Nine lines on the top of the page, third word on the line. Amar Shemuel. Shemuel begins and says the following. Mai Ta'ama de Rabbanan. What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbanan? What is this going on? So Rashi explains, De Amri ki ein bo achrayut nechasim gove af min ha-meshubadim. Rashi says that even when there isn't achrayut nechasim, meaning there isn't a lien on the property written in the document, still a person is allowed to go and collect from meshubadim, from liened property. He's still allowed to go and collect from it. Why? So the Gemara says, Savri achrayut taut soferhu. Because the Chachamim hold that if a person forgets to write in a document, achrayut, meaning having ability to be able to go, if let's say someone buys a property, and then someone else comes and says, no, that person owed us this property, you have to give it to us. So they come and collect it from the buyer. The buyer can go back and collect it from the seller, the money's worth. That's only if there's achrayut. So, but the Gemara is explaining, no, even if they forget to write achrayut, it was probably just a mistake on the sofer, and really it should be there. Amar le Rava bar Itai le Ravidi bar Avin. Umi amar Shmuel hachi, did Shmuel really say this? V'ha amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Shevach, Shefer, or Shibud, Tzerech Limalech. That if you have Shevach, Shefer, or Shibud, what are these? So Rashi will explain. Shevach is the appreciation that someone appreciates the thing that he's given. Shefer is the best field from his own. And Shibud is, like we know, something that's Meshubad, that is a lien. So you need to go and ask the Tzarech Limalech, the Sofer, needs to ask you, the person who's selling the field, all these questions. Meaning what? Rashi explains, HaSofer Tzarech Limalech Memocher Sadech Averol Yishael Heimenu Im Yikabel Adav Lichtov Shtar Mechira Shehu Shibed Lo Nechasad Mechira Zo. He can ask him, are you trying to be Mesha'abed, your Nechasav, your property? And then he can ask him, do you want to sell your best field? Do you want to, and then Rashi explains, and if he doesn't agree to these things, if he doesn't ask, if the sofer doesn't ask him, then lo yichtov, then he didn't write them, he won't write them. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that Shmuel is not holding like we just said, that acharut is a taut sofer. Ella is saying that the sofer needs to ask the person selling the field if he wants to include all these things. So if he didn't say yes, then that's why the sofer didn't include it. But you can't say it's a taut sofer. So the Gemara says, Lema, manda amarha, lo amarha. Maybe these are two different opinions. The Gemara says, Lakasha, it's not difficult. Kan bishtar halva'a, de lo yahiv inish duze bichdi. Kan mekach umemkar, de avid inish duzabin ar al yome. Over here, we're talking about shtar halva'a, where it's a document of loan, that a person would not give money for no reason, meaning money without any achrayut. A person wouldn't do that. Whereas over here, it's talking about mekach umemkar, it was a purchase. That sometimes a person would buy the land for one day or for a safek. Rashi says for a doubtful one day. A person would do that. So that would be the difference. If let's say it's he's purchasing it versus a loan being given, that would be the difference would come out. Kiahi, there was a case that Avua bar Ihi, Zabin Ilitad Mechate, Avua bar Ihi, he bought the attic of his sister, from his sister, Ata Baal Chov. And the person who was owed money from the sister came and took it away from him. So he came in front of Mor Shmuel, Amarlei. So Mor Shmuel asked him, "Kitavalach achrayut? Did she write for you achrayut? Do you have ability to be able to go and collect it from her?" Amarlei lo. He said, "No." Amarlei imken zil shlama, then get out of my face. Meaning like there's nothing to do here because I can't help you. So Amarlei veha morhu da amar achrayut otzaferu. But you're the opinion. Shemuel, you're the one who says that when they don't write achrayut in the document, it's just a mistake. So Amar Le, Hanimile Bishtare Halva'a. That's only in a document of loan. Aval Bishtare Mekach Umemkar. No. But if it was a purchase, that's not the case. David Inish, the Zavin Ar Aliyome. It's possible that a person would buy property for one day. Please, if you're on the Zoom, just please try to mute yourself. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Reuven Shemachar Sade Leshimon. If Reuven bought a field sold the field to Shimon b'achrayut, with achrayut. Uba ba'al chov de Reuven v'katarif le'minei. And the person owed money from Reuven came to collect it from Shimon. Should Reuven now get involved? He sold his field. Should he get involved now? And the guy can say, hey, you, to Reuven, you can say, the guy cannot say to Reuven, you have nothing to do with me, get out of here. Why? Now, Marle, Reuven can say, that if you go and take away some property from Shimon, I just sold to, he's going to come back after me. So, of course, it has to do with me. It's like, I owed you the money, so you can't go and take away from him. So, Ikad Amri, some say, Afilo Shelo Barachu Yinami, even if it was not with Achrayut, Da Marle, you can say, I don't want Shimon to have anything against me. Even that enough is enough for Reuven to get involved to try to stop this guy from going collecting from Shimon. Abaye also said, Reuven shemachar sadeh l'Shimon shelo b'achrayut. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon with no achrayut, v'yatzu aleh asikin, and asikin meaning like orerin. There was noise made about this from different orerin. So ad shelo yachazik ba, until he took hold of it, flipping the amun, yachol lachzor bo, he can retract. Mishehazik ba, once he took hold of it, eino yachol lachzor bo, he can no longer retract. The Amar leg is the guy can tell him, chayita di kitrei sevaret v'kabilat. You accept it upon yourself. This it's like a phrase, but it's like a bag of knots. You accepted this upon yourself and you took it, so it's yours, it's in your hand. But what does that mean once he was machazik? What does that mean? When is considered he took hold of it? So mikidayish amitre. Whenever he walked around the border of the field to start fixing it up, that's already taking hold of it. Some say afilu b'acharyut nami, even with achrayut, you can say to him, meaning, even with Achrayut, he can say to him, okay, show me that this person is coming to repossess it from you, the field that I sold you, and then I'll pay you for it. Meaning, even when there is Achrayut, he can come and do such a thing where he can get paid back for it as long as he shows this, that it's being repossessed, taken away from him. Itmar, we learn the following. Ha-mocher sadeh lechavero, if somebody sold a field to a friend, ve-nimtzet she'ino shelo, and he seemed it was not his. Rav Amar, Rav says, yesh lo ma'ot ve-yesh lo shevach. Rav says, he has the ma'ot and he has the shevach. What does that mean? We'll explain in a second. U-shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, ma'ot yesh lo, shevach ein lo. No, he has the money, but he does not have the appreciation. Meaning, he has the money of the field of what it was worth. The buyer can go back to the seller and say, hey, you sold me this field. It was worth this amount of money. So Rav says, you can say it was worth this much and I appreciated this much. But Shemuel can say, no, only what it's worth you can collect, but not the appreciation that you did. Excuse me. So the Gemara says, Ba'o min Rav Huna. They ask a question from Rav Huna. Peresh lo et ha-shevach ma'o. What if they even elaborated on the shevach saying, what I appreciated is mine. So I'm going to come and collect that from you if someone takes it away from me. So, Tama de Shmuel, Mishum de lo peresh shivcha. Is Shmuel's opinion because you didn't elaborate and explain the Shevach, ve'acha ha peresh le, and over here you did. Or Dilmar, perhaps, Tama de Shmuel kevan de leitle karka mechazek ribit. Or maybe because of the reason of Shmuel, because you don't have property, the guy doesn't have property, so therefore, it seems like ribit, it seems like interest. He gives over X amount, and the guy now is returning to him X amount plus the appreciation. So he gives a 500, the guy gives back 700. So it seems like it's interest in such a case. Is that why? So Amar Le, in Velav Verafeh Beyadeh. He said, yeah, no, and I don't really know. He didn't know. It wasn't so clear to him. You know, a lot of times you hear people do this. They're not so yes, fluent. Maybe. Yeah, no, there's that. He gives different answers. And I don't really know. Right? Itmar, we learn the following Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Ma'ot yesh lo, shevach ein lo. He gets the money's worth, but not the appreciation. Afal pi sheperesh lo et shevach, even though he elaborated the shevach at first. Ma'i tamo, it's the reason, kivan de karka ein lo, since he doesn't have the karka, sechar ma'otav omed benotel. He's the money of his ma'ot, of what he had, what the value was, that he can stand, he can, is over there, he can go and take it, but nothing more than that. Etive Ravad Rav Nachman, he has a contradiction. Ein motzin lachilat perot, ulshevach karkaot, ulzon isha, vabbanot min chasim mishubadim. You're not allowed to take from for achilat perot, or for the appreciation of karka, or from the food for a wife, or for daughters, from property that has a lien Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Because of tikkun ha'olam. What is tikkun ha'olam? So Rashi explains, tikkun ha'olam, that nobody will go and buy from you. In lecha adam shelecha sadeh mechavero, because he always knows that a guy can come and collect from this. So why would I come and buy from him? I don't want to buy from him. So nobody would buy. So therefore, they're not allowed to take from these things, for these things. So like Mark explains, mimeshavdehu delo mafkinan. That's for meshubat property, but from free property you're allowed to collect. Veketane, we said mihal shevach karkaot. Nevertheless, we said for appreciation of properties. So my love belokeach migazlan is not talking about a case of someone who bought from a thief, and that's what it's referring to. The Gemara says lo bebaal chov. No, it's talking about someone who is a baal chov, a creditor. So the Gemara says ibe baal chov. Ema resha, go to the resha. Ein motzin achilat perot. You cannot take for achilat perot. Vibe baal chov. It's talking about a creditor. Baal chov miid le pere. Does a baal chov receive perot? No. The Hamar Shmuel, he says baal chov govet a shevach. The baal chov, the creditor, can collect the appreciation. Shevach in aval perot lo. He only collects the appreciation, not the perot. So ela pshita, it must be, we're talking about begozel venigzal. We're talking about someone who stole and was stolen from. Since the Reisha is talking about someone who stole and was stolen from, so to the Seifa, the latter part. The Gemara says, Midi Iriya, is that even similar? Hakdita vakdita, each one is different. It doesn't have to be the same. The Gemara says, Vahalo taniachi, but we didn't teach like that. We said, L'shevach karkaot ketzad, for the appreciation of property, how is it so? Arisha gazal sadeh mechaverov, someone stole a field from his friend. And it's being taken away from him by the Beit Din. When he wants to collect, he can collect the principal from Meshubad properties. And appreciation can collect from free properties. So what's the case here? If it's like we said, there was a thief. It sounds like a thief, after he gets taken away from him, he can go and collect from someone. But who can the thief go and collect from? He's not owed by anyone. He can't go and collect. He stole it. So, Ela, there must be love. He stole a field from his friend. And he sold it to another person. And then it appreciated. Isn't that what it's talking about? Amarle, he says, love. Didn't we already answer this? We can answer it by saying, and it's talking about a balachov. It's talking about a creditor. It's not necessarily talking about a thief, someone who stole. Rather, someone that was owed money to. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll just look at one halakha. In the beginning of the daf, we talked about the opinion of the Rabbanan. We said, if let's say in the document, a loan document, they didn't write acharyut, they didn't write that if this person's thing gets taken away, he can go and collect it back from the seller. They didn't write it. So what's the deen then? So the Rambam writes that even if they don't write it, harizik chayav acharyutan, he's still liable to have to pay him. Sha'acharyut shenlo nizkar ta'ut saferu. Anytime acharyut wasn't written, meaning the opportunity to be able to go back and collect from the guy wasn't written, it was a ta'ud, it was a mistake on the sofer, on the writer, and therefore really he's able to go and collect from him, they just forgot to write it. We'll stop there and do a 1 minute recap.